Listeners, is your child struggling with a specific subject? Do you want to help set them up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how they learn. In my house, my daughter could not wrap her head around ratios in her sixth grade math class, and I was not much help except for that I put her on IXL and got her set up to do the tutorial on ratios, and it was the boost she needed. IXL is super simple like that because everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns Early. Acorns Early is a smart money app and debit card for kids that helps them learn the value of money. Teaching my kids the value of money is always on my list, but I'm not the best at keeping track of the money they earn from helping around the house, but I just discovered Acorns Early is a great tool to help with that. Acorns Early Chore Tracker teaches kids that hard work does pay off. You just set up the chores in the app and set the payment amount and then tick the chore off when it's done. Acorns Early lets parents pay allowances automatically, so no more rummaging around the house for cash and forgetting how much you owe them. Kids can spend what they earn with their very own debit card. You know they'll love that. And they get to choose from more than 35 customizable card designs. Plus, parents, we get to keep track of when and where the kids are spending. You get real-time spend notifications. You can set your kids' spending limits and instantly block lost or stolen cards. Now is the time to grow your kids' money skills with bite-sized financial lessons. The Acorns Early app has tons of fun, interactive courses that help kids learn about all things money. So, ready to help your kids learn the value of money? Just head to acornsearly.com or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Paid client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation providing investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Hi and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I'm Tabitha. Tabby.
You are?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people like always say they get our voices confused.
They so do?
I thought I'd, and yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess we kind of sound the same.
Do we?
I don't know. And you're Gretchen.
I am. Gretchen the Great.
Gretchen the Great.
Yeah, that's what I called myself when I was little. I'm so funny.
And did everybody agree?
Yeah, I had a song and everything.
Oh my God, of course you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always been entertaining, Tab. Hello.
Listen, I don't think I was always entertaining. I always had it deep down in my soul, but too insecure.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, listen, are you ready to put that insecurity on display for Halloween? Show everybody what you're made of? You're going to mom costume it up or are you going to wear a stupid onesie?
Oh, I'm wearing a onesie.
Yeah, of course you are. Lame.
The same one that I wore last year because, hello, I live in a fucking hotel.
Go to Walmart and get a new onesie.
Oh, there was some there today. I went to Walmart. Yeah, well, it's already past Halloween. Everybody already had Halloween.
Okay, yes. But not really. Yeah.
Listen, I'll do it up next year when I actually can have a party.
Okay.
In my house where I live.
Okay.
Instead of my hotel room.
Okay. Well, I'm dressing up. I'm doing it for the children.
Okay. What are you going to be?
Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. Good job. Good for you.
That's right.
Good for you. I'm very proud of you. Okay.
Okay. Me, good. I'm going to be a deer. And hopefully I'm not going to be the roadkill deer that I saw.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be shot. Because you're in Texas. They kill you out there.
Oh my goodness gracious, you guys.
Watch out for flying arrows.
I went to a house just to look at it. And the guy had, I think, 50 deer on the walls. And I had a real sick feeling in my stomach. I know it's a thing, but
it's a thing. You're going to have to get used to it.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay. Listen, I had a real sick feeling in my stomach last night before I went to bed.
Why?
You know, there's a new Halloween movie coming out. Have you seen the trailer for this movie about this autistic child who makes a friend online? And then the friend is like a ghost, but it can like see him everywhere.
No.
It is freaking terrifying. And let me tell you, it's more terrifying than the thought of this movie. My husband shows it to me. He's like, we already were like not simpatico last night. I went to bed early. Enough said. And then he like wakes me up and is like, I got to show you this. You just have to watch this. And I'm watching it and I'm thinking like.
The trailer. You're watching the trailer.
The trailer for the movie. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm wondering why he's showing this to me. And I'm wondering if it's because it's about an autistic kid and we have one. Or like, what is the deal? I don't get it. And he's like, is this movie too scary to show the children?
Oh my God.
He's like, I think we should watch it with them. And I think it'll really teach them to never go on social media.
That is not.
And I swear to God, I still don't know if he was just jerking my chain or what. I think that if these kids were left to be parented by him, they would be traumatized.
Yeah, well, it's not. That's very good that you're there. So you could be like,
and anyone
no.
who has seen this trailer, you know, it's freaking terrifying.
Yeah, no, thank you. Do not show that to your kids or you are not going to sleep alone. They are going to be in your bed.
By the way, they barely watch The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
They're scared of the boogeyman.
Okay. Listen, my husband one time, the kids wanted Nerf guns. And so he went out to, you know, Target, or I think it was still Toys R Us. I think he went to Toys R Us for it. And that tells you how long ago. Okay. I think my oldest son was maybe 5. The other one was 3. He comes back with this Nerf gun that looked like it could kill you. And I read, it says 18 and over and you need goggles.
Oh my God.
I was like, what are you doing? This is not a gun. Like a regular Nerf gun. He's like, it says Nerf gun. It looks really cool. I was like, for an 18-year-old that wants to blast their friends and like paintballing kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I think these husbands want to play with guns and watch scary movies and kids are collateral damage to their own recreation.
That's why we're here to regulate.
Yeah, we're regulating.
We are regulating. Okay.
Okay. You got a crime.
Oh, gosh, Gretchen, do I have a crime for you? And I cannot wait to hear what you think. Are you drinking anything tonight?
Coffee.
I hope you're drinking coffee tonight.
Coffee. Yeah, I'm drinking coffee tonight.
She's got to stay awake. Must be something on the horizon.
Yeah.
Well, guess what I'm drinking?
What are you drinking?
I can't even remember what it's called, but it's a Moscow Mule with bourbon instead of vodka.
Oh,
and it's delicious.
Oh.
It's so good. It must be a Texas thing. I can't remember what the Texas version is called, but it's awesome. Anyways, I'm going to start with the story, but just keep in mind that I'm going to ask you if you are, which way you swing on this vote. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This story is the story of Jesse Madison Holton. And some of you probably have heard of him, and a lot of you have probably seen the post in our group page. If you have, you have mixed feelings on this real bizarre story. So let me begin.
Okay. I don't know shit about it.
You don't. I know you don't.
No.
She's been busy and didn't look it up, and I was real fascinated. So I'll start with April and Mike Holton. They were from Eclectic, Alabama, and I'm pretty sure you have no idea where that is because I think a lot of people don't. because there's only 1,000 people in the whole town.
Okay.
It's real small. You can buy a house for a couple $100,000 if you can actually find one for sale. Because there's got to be, with 1,000 people, there's probably like, I don't know, 300 homes.
A lot of inventory. That's no. What they say in the real estate terms.
That's right.
Okay.
Mike actually at one point was the fire chief and the city mayor.
Oh, yeah. That happens in those small towns. You can hold multiple titles.
Yes. And I kind of think that it's probably not too hard to be elected mayor. Because let's face it, who actually wants to take on that position? It's like being the president of the PTA. It's a lot of work.
No, thank you.
Not a lot of reward. But it does bring you recognition in the town. So everybody knew Mike Holton.
Oh, some people like that.
Yeah.
I think actually you would really like to be something like the mayor or something. You like a little VIP status.
I think I might like it also. I think I like, you know, I think maybe the president of the PTA is more my jam.
Oh, my God. I dodged the PTA like herpes.
I know.
COVID,
you do.
I should say.
Like COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really easy to dodge people now with a mask on, by the way. Like the people that were standing out in front of the grocery store trying to get you to vote or sign some petition or something. And it's like, yeah. You put your sunglasses on and your mask and like boom,
I'm the uniformer.
Out.
I'm out.
So April and Mike met in high school, married, and had 3 kids, just like us, Scratchy.
Okay.
What was a great marriage at one time, as the years went on, the two started to argue and fight, and April became real unhappy. You know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
That's
or
right.
Unhappy wife, unhappy life.
Right.
Husbands out there, take note, okay?
Yeah.
So during this unhappy phase, April decided to leave the marriage and go live with a friend. The oldest of the kids was Jesse Madison. Jesse actually went by his middle name of Madison because I read that Michael's first name was also Jesse. But it kind of didn't really make sense to me because if your dad went by Mike or Michael, then Jesse seems like a better name, but
Jesse is a good name.
I know. And Madison is a girl's name.
Yeah.
So that's like one strike against him, I think. Just saying.
That's a little interesting.
It's interesting. It's feminine name, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
But to each their own, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
whatever.
Care. On September 11th, 2016, Madison's dad was working and his mom was out of the house because she had moved out. And Madison decided to have a party.
Party.
And okay. I mean, listen, I had parties at my house. Did you have any parties at your house, Gretchy?
Yeah, I did.
In high school?
Yeah, I got busted.
Oh, you did? I did not get busted. My mom is probably finding out right about now that I had a party at my house. I had a big one, actually, when I was a senior. My parents went out of town for some, like, dance, and I had, like, it was big.
I did not. My party was just getting started, and my asshole neighbor across the street called, I think, my brother or something. Anyways, I don't know. My brother came and broke it up. My brother's, like, 10 years older than me, so, you know.
No, and he didn't just
and be,
like,
everybody get
let
the
it happen.
Out. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah,
come
right.
On.
Yeah, it was lame. Sorry, Glenn. I think that my parents would not have acted, but he was cool enough to not like tell my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they found out because I had made a little jungle juice.
Oh, and you left it?
it was Halloween time, actually.
No way.
And my parents having a restaurant, they had those like, everything we had was in huge quantities. So like if we had food coloring, it came in like, you know, a half gallon thing. And I was like, well, let's turn this stuff black. So I just started adding like blue.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you should have seen everybody's mouth was like, it was insane. Like when I should have only added like a couple drops. So there was vomit, there was stickiness. And eventually my mom was like, okay, what's the blue shit?
Oh, my God. You know what happened to me? So this parent did not call my parents, which is pretty incredible. But one of the girls, she got really drunk. And I don't know why. I think one of our friends was driving her home or something, and she had to puke. And she opened the door when the car was still driving and fell out of the car. I mean, while it was still going. And so her whole entire face was road rash, like bad. And they came back and she was bloody everywhere. I mean, it was like, it was kind of bad. And so she ended up having to tell her parents what actually happened.
That's bad.
And the parents didn't call my parents, which was kind of nice. So anyways, let's get back to Madison's party. He had this party on a Sunday day. Okay. I mean, I guess it was a big party-ish.
You party when you can party at that age.
I know, right?
I mean, every day is a Sunday part. Every Sunday is a party for me.
I remember in college, we loved having Sunday parties, but I guess whatever. So Madison's friend came home totally wasted on a Sunday afternoon, and the parents were pissed. So they called up Mike Holton to tell him that his son was misbehaving. And this threw Mike in a tailspin. He had had it with his son's partying and his teenage rebellion. And while driving back home to reprimand Madison, he calls April to meet him at the house. And they find the remnants of a party, like homemade bongs. Mm. When I read about this, I think of our homemade bongs. They were like apples. Did you ever do that?
Well, that's a homemade pipe.
Pipe, I know. Okay,
you need water to qualify it as a bong.
Okay, so how do you do that? Like you really make a homemade bong?
Yeah,
I guess I do that. In 2016,
we didn't have to like. We could got what was that store downtown?
Oh,
it was there forever.
It was there forever.
Anyways, I know. We all could have just walked in there and bought one for like $5.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
So Mike was mad. And I think he wanted to show his son some tough love. So he handcuffs his son, sits him on the couch, and calls the police. As officers arrive, they find the few illegal details and the teenage boy sitting on the couch silent. Mike wanted him to go to juvie for his behavior.
That seems a little extra.
It does seem a little extra. But it didn't happen right then. The police told the Holtons to go to the juvenile court in the morning and see what they could do because they were going to turn in the report and whatnot. I think it's a little cray for a house party with some pot, but I think these are the type of parents that wanted to set a precedent and by, you know, scaring their kid. The officers left, and in just 11 minutes, they were called back to the house. This time, the call was more serious. There had been shots fired, and when they arrived, they found Mike dead and April clinging to life, in which she wouldn't end up being able to hold on to, and she, too, passed away in the hospital. Upon examining the situation, there is April, who is shot through her hand or like one of her fingers and into her face, and Mike, who is shot in the back left side of his head with an exit wound coming from the front and the gun laid between both of them. So what the hell happened in a matter of 11 minutes? Well, Madison is probably the only one that truly knows.
Right.
And right away, police are convinced that Madison is the killer.
Yeah, so am I.
So they bring Madison in, and he is adamant that he did not kill his parents. He says right after the police left, he was still handcuffed on the couch, and his parents went into the bedroom and started arguing. As they were fighting, his mom yelled for help, and when she got up, kicked in the bedroom door, and saw his dad with a gun. At that point, he runs to his neighbor's house where he tells them that his parents are fighting and his dad has a gun. Police are called and the neighbors run over to find the two pretty much dead. Madison claims he never heard the two gunshots as he ran to the neighbors, which the police just can't fathom. Yeah. And Dateline also can't fathom. They like recreated this whole thing with the gun. And if you could hear it at the neighbor's front. And listen, I think that you could not hear it. And let me tell you why. It has been reported that Madison took Ritalin or Adderall. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think maybe he has ADHD. And my son, when he is focused on something, he does not hear anything else but what he's focused on.
Well, that's true.
And so I think if he's focused on running and getting help, maybe he doesn't hear it.
Yeah, but what about the neighbors? Why didn't the neighbors? I would feel like
they heard it.
They did hear it.
Yeah, neighbors did hear it.
So was he with them when they heard it?
No.
He wasn't there yet.
I don't think so. No.
Well, that's not good.
And I don't know if it's those neighbors that heard it or other neighbors that heard it. I couldn't, like, I'm still trying to, like, I mean, I read so much damn shit on this case, but it said neighbors heard it, but it didn't say it was the neighbors that he ran to. So,
okay.
So there is not much to Madison's story. It's never changed. Not even when he was given the opportunity.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese. And now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
To blame it on self-defense when they said, listen, maybe your dad shot your mom and then you were so trying to defend your mom and you shot your dad. But no, he is adamant that that's not what happened. So once brought into the station and interrogated for hours, never changed. He also asked for a polygraph test right away, and he's asked over and over, and the police never granted him one.
Well, you know, one thing that strikes me about this is that if he had the kind of parents that are going to like send him to juvie over throwing a party, I can't imagine that they were also the kind of parents that had open access to like the gun safe for their kid, right? So how did he get to a gun? I feel like they're like real, like they run a real tight ship.
Yeah, like true.
He wouldn't just be able to just go get one.
Yeah, and he's a fire chief.
Yeah.
Fire chiefs tend to run a real tight ship.
Yeah.
So now, with all that said, he did do some things that were pretty shady. In jail, he made a call, and he was chatting with a friend, and he said, what are the chicks like? And this is not like verbatim, but pretty much. He's like, what are the chicks going to think that they slept with a murderer?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not him recognizing
hot,
guilt.
Dude. Listen to the podcast. They're going to think, unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of wackadoos that are going to think it's hot.
Yeah. Maybe not the ones he already slept with, but I'm sure there's some. I think it's suspicious that he would say that, but he's also a senior in high school.
Kids are stupid.
And they're stupid.
Yeah. Especially boys. Boys are real stupid.
I know. They are real stupid.
Yeah. Even when they're grown.
Right. Police didn't like also the way that he behaved finding his family dead. They say that he seemed more concerned with missing homecoming than losing his parents. I will tell you, even as an adult, death is really weird and it often doesn't feel real. So
yeah,
I can see this behavior in a child or teenager that he fully just doesn't understand what just happened. And then they take him and they're placing blame on him, which I think could cause anger instead of sadness, right? I mean, you put a child or an almost adult, I mean, 17, 18, like even if he just turned 18, you're still like in a real immature mindset. And now you're saying you killed your parents, if you didn't. I think that'd make you pissed and forget about the sadness of losing your parents.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying that he's innocent, but I can see him not having like a, you know, collapsing in tears moment because he had a tumultuous relationship with his parents. He probably wasn't like that bummed that they were dead.
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably also don't even think about the...
No, kids only think about like tomorrow, but not like even a month from now. He's not thinking like, oh, my kids are not going to have grandparents. Like he's 17.
Yeah.
He's thinking, shoot, now I don't have to go to juvie.
So what do the sheriffs think, right? I mean, because they're adamant that this kid did it. So their idea was that Madison, because you remember, he's handcuffed. So they think after they left, Madison's parents went into the bedroom. He put his handcuffs from his back, stepped over them through his feet.
Yeah, I know that move.
Found the key, unlocked them, shot the parents, put the handcuffs back on, put them back under and over to his back. Okay. And the grand jury agreed and decided to charge Madison with murder. He sat in jail for over a year until his mother's brother came to his rescue. So his uncle. His uncle's name is also Mike, by the way.
Okay.
He didn't believe that Madison killed his mother or Michael's sister. So he bailed him out of jail. And according to Dateline, while he was out of jail, Madison went to church a lot with his uncle and he met a former FBI agent who helped pull some details that changed the direction of this case.
Okay, good. Let's bring in some people that know how to investigate.
Yes, I know. And like, you got to think, like, these small towns, just, it's always like...
They fuck shit up all the time.
They just don't have the resources that they need. Like, by the way, they never freaking tested Madison's hands for gunshot residue.
Oh my God, no way.
I mean, even us, we are not detectives, but that would be my first thing to do.
Oh yeah, his clothes and his hands.
Uh-huh. Also, Madison didn't have any blood splatter on him.
Oh, come on. Okay.
So Mike Holton's toxicology report upon death noted that he had a cocktail of opioids in his system. And it turns out he had a pretty big problem with popping the pills.
Okay.
Which I think maybe is why April was out of there.
Yeah.
Also, Mike had found out that April was seeing someone else.
No.
Mm-hmm. And that was real disturbing for him. Another thing they found was a diary that Mike kept. And in this diary were a few things that may bring some light. One of them was a letter to April in which it said, "I am sorry I cannot go on living like this and knowing you are with him. It was either the both of us or me." Sounds like a suicide note to me.
Yeah, but it just seems like real odd timing to like execute it.
Well, what I think it was, he was going to kill himself. And then during this argument with about the son, because April was probably like, "You're fucking crazy trying to put our kid in juvenile hall." This is like my opinion.
Yeah.
And he was like, "I can't go on having this son. That's a fuck up. And you dating Joe down the road, and everybody knows you're whoring out." I mean, I can just imagine this is like the thing. And he starts going crazy. And then I think he's innocent, but I was going to save that to the end, but I think you already know. Okay. So I think he was originally going to like kill himself because this note was before. I don't know. I mean, I think he's thought about it. Also, April had Mike's DNA under her fingernails and bruises on her, noting a struggle. No DNA was found of Madison's.
Okay.
Mike also had scratches on his face. So there was for sure a struggle between April and Mike.
Yeah.
And on the gun, there were only fingerprints of April's that were lifted from it. There was not any fingerprints of Madison's or Michael's. So the one thing that's really hard to get over is, how did Mike shoot himself in the back of the head?
Yeah. Riddle me that.
With his left hand. Okay, he's right-handed. They were like, he had to have done it with his left hand.
Why would you do it in the back of the head? Is that like a thing? Do like guys know that that's a good place to go?
It's not a thing, I don't think.
They do it in the mouth.
They do it in the mouth usually, yeah. Or like, but side. It's not hard. If you...
Yeah, I could do it.
You turn your gun upside down and you click, and it's not hard. It's actually pretty easy.
It just seems odd.
It seems actually easy. Easier than in the mouth. You gotta like really fucking think about it. Putting that shit in your mouth. I don't know.
I just am not.
So
do that.
If you turn your hand upside down like a gun and put it in, that's where it happened.
Yeah.
So Jesse is going to trial. And upon jury selection, the prosecution comes in and guess what they did?
What?
They dropped all the charges.
They did?
Yes, because they said there's just not enough evidence to convict him beyond a reasonable doubt. So he is quasi-free. I mean, it is still an open case. And I'm telling you, the sheriff of that town is like on his ass.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking because the dad was this fire chief, I bet he's all tight with all the sheriffs. So right away, they're like, we don't want him. You know, they're trying to protect his image. They'd rather throw his son under the bus than be like, oh, yeah, he went fucking crazy and killed his wife and then himself. But it's like the truth. This is the truth, people.
Right. And so let me tell you, the two are buried near each other. And Madison has not gone to his dad's gravesite, but does visit his mom's gravesite.
Listen.
because he's real pissed at his dad.
If my husband kills me, you better put me on an island.
I know.
Like, far, far away. I don't want to be in the same cemetery. Can we mark that down for the record?
Yes,
even if it's not my husband. Anybody kills me, I don't want to be in the same cemetery as them at all. That is creepy AF.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I think they're like 5 feet apart from each other. I don't know.
That's
it's like
false.
Crazy. I know. Lame. Why would they do that? He didn't get to go to his parents' funeral, by the way. He was locked up.
She should be like in Hawaii or something. She should get like the plot of all plots.
Okay, I know.
Look in the ocean.
Poor woman. It is a really sad story for sure. And Madison is out of jail. From what I could see, because I went on his Instagram, is because I was thinking, dude, I would live real, real far away. I would get out of that small town.
Oh, like, yeah. Low profile.
Like as fast as I freaking could. Oh, yeah, so that sheriff doesn't
young
see
guys
me.
Are stupid.
No, he's actually, I think, pretty smart. This guy joined the army.
Okay.
He said to help pay for college. He wants to be a defense attorney, which makes plenty of sense.
Interesting.
Because he wants to help people get out of situations that, like him, wrongfully convicted.
Right.
His last post on Instagram was from Germany, because that's where he, I think, is stationed right now. And he also got married in the beginning of 2020. I mean, the kid looks, he still looks like a kid. He's got to be, this was in 2016. So what, he's like 22, 21, something like that now. He still looks really, really young. So what's your opinion? You think he's innocent too?
Yeah. I think I jumped to conclusions too soon. Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. I mean, they didn't test him for gunshot residue. I mean, his prints weren't on the gun. Yeah, asking for all of it. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's innocent. I think it sounds crazy. But, you know, it can happen. Look at Scott Peterson, people.
Gretchen is convinced that Scott is innocent. I am not convinced, Gretchen. I think there's still something about him.
Listen,
that
the moral
really
is always don't cheat.
Cheat. I know.
Okay?
We always say that.
Because if he wasn't cheating, then everyone would be looking at the robbers across the street. They wouldn't have jumped to the conclusion that it was him.
You know, April also should have been fully divorced before she like let anybody know
April,
she was dating.
You know, I girl power, but you shouldn't have been cheating. Even though he had this opioid habit, and he sounds like a real dick.
He was a real dick, I think, at the end. But I don't know if she was cheating because she had already left him. So I don't really think that's cheating, but it is, you're not fully divorced yet. And, you know, he's
actually, that's okay, April. He was nuts.
He was nuts.
Yeah. Get your own. Whatever.
Let's not let him know. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't play with fire.
You got to be real on the DL with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we both think that Madison is innocent.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think you need to change innocent, but you need to change your name to, now's a good time to switch to Jesse if you want to be real low profile. Let's get back to the good name.
I know, right?
And it is your name. So,
but you know what? That's his dad's name, and so he wouldn't, I don't think.
Yeah, that's tough. Okay, you can... Okay, maybe it was fate that he changed his name to Madison.
All right. It's true.
Okay. Look, I'm an asshole twice today. What do I know? Nothing.
And your husband thought you were an asshole already.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Maybe three times.
Yeah.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, I'm killing it. Out of the park.
It's the Friday, October 30th.
Yes, that's right.
Day before Halloween, killing it. Okay, so that was the story, Morning Glory. I do have some shout outs to give.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say a shout out to Liz Roman. Not Liz Roman, our friend, but our other friend, Liz. Did you notice on our group, she always posts, She's like, I thought you guys were talking about me on Patreon. And she's like, I was like, oh, you guys think I'm your friend. I was like, we do think you're our friend. But they have like the same name, but it's spelled different. Isn't that funny?
No. Yeah.
So shout out to you, because we do think our group members are our friends. Deborah Sanders, Housewives of True Crime. Love listening to you both. Welcome to Texas. Oh, she is my mother-in-law's friend. That's so nice that she listens.
Oh, that's nice.
Allie from Mississippi. Thank you so much. She says we got to look into the murder of Vera Jo Regal.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we got to look into it. I'm going to screenshot that.
I got a bunch of them right now.
Okay. Clink, clink, girlfriends from Jess Ann. Thanks, Jess Ann. No, you. Simone 805. Thank you so much. Bird brained. Oh my God. I love that name because I always feel like a bird brain.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's funny? My daughter's doing this like thing on idioms. And so she had to do, her idiom was foot in your mouth. And so when you look up what a foot in your mouth means, it just means doing something embarrassing. But I was like, that's not really what it means. It means like saying something.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah. And so I had to kind of teach her like the real meaning of it. Cause I'm like, she wrote this whole story and then it was like an embarrassing moment. And I was like, no, that's not what putting your foot in your mouth is. But anyways, her teachers were dressing up as idioms today for Halloween, which I think is so funny. Cause I was like, Kyla, somebody's going to have like a foot sticking in their mouth for yours. Jill MB, thank you so much. And I think that's all for this week. So thanks, guys, for giving us a shout out and a review. That is really makes our day. If you want to listen to more, patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. Got anything else?
No, that's where it's on Patreon.
Gretchen's on a new diet.
I haven't started it yet. Guess what I'm eating right now?
Oh, God. I hope you're eating those Trader Joe's rolled tortilla. You guys,
no.
If you guys have a Trader Joe's, we've talked about this before, but it's the rolled corn tortilla chips with the like chili lime on them. They are
so addictive.
I know. Only if you're on like you can afford to eat a whole bag of chips for the day, go buy them.
Yeah.
But
everyone that I make try them is like, I wish you would have never told me about these.
I know. They're so good.
Anyways, no, I'm eating an English muffin. I'm just having all the bread I want. Just sandwich. I'm just waiting because I'm getting this food delivered. And so then it's all going to be over.
I think I need to answer this call.
Okay. Well,
okay. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. Okay.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.